Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com. Well, well, well. Nooner Nation is in the studio today, and Julia's first in the chat here.
It's interesting when he's not by his computer and his software that he made.
Something is awry. I think something is awry back there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think he's got some secret software. What does Ruben do in real life? Does anybody know?
No, we cannot know.
Okay.
It's one of those. Do you know what I mean?
Because what I do know is he has a mustache, and I saw a guy outside of Mar-a-Lago who looks very similar to him.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of technology does Ruben have?
What was this guy doing?
This guy outside of Mar-a-Lago? Mm-hmm. Sniffing things.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of women's clothing. He was sniffing them and then saying, it's evidence. That's evidence.
That tracks.
Yeah.
That I'm definitely
sniffing
tracks.
It's evidence,
yeah.
For Melania.
Yeah. Yeah.
For Melania? It's not like you're sniffing Barbara Bush's garments, you know?
He was just yelling, who gives a fuck about Christmas?
Throwing pine cones at people.
As a distraction, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because how sophisticated he is with what he does, which we can't talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Because we all got secrets, Rubes. Everybody got secrets.
Right.
Except for KFC today. They don't have a secret anymore, Javes. The secret formula's out. It's out in the world. And I'm throwing down the gauntlet to you. Now that it exists in the world, I want to see if you can match it. You're a really good cook.
Right.
One of the best. Yes, chef. Oh, yeah, chef. Please don't beat me, chef. Okay, chef. I'll be there, chef. You're like the female bear.
On Thanksgiving only, but
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
To my father.
The fa-bear.
Yeah.
Do we call it? Is it the fa-bear? What would we call a female bear?
Gosh.
Yeah. No, gosh, you wouldn't
call it
that. It would
just be bear, wouldn't it?
I don't think so. Whenever I think of a bear, I think of a strong, powerful male dick and balls bear. Not once.
Right.
When you mention bear, do you think of, oh, that's a female bear.
A female bear is called a sow.
There you go.
Oh,
thanks, Bob.
No.
Yeah, a little sow. A little sow pal.
I've literally never heard that.
Well, you have today, James. And and you're a little sow this weekend. You're going to make some KFC for us at
our house.
That's
why Bob is the creator of Nature Nook, is because he just knows fucking dumb shit like that.
I mean, I Googled that. That was 100% a Google.
Well, but you know nature, Bob.
No, it was off the top of his head.
Yeah, and you know nature. Yeah. When I think of Bob, I think of white. I think of his parents owning slaves. And then I think of nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's the three things that I think of when I think of Bobathy.
Okay, so what happened with fucking KFC? Although...
Wow, you seem disappointed by it. Did you want the secret to go on? Did you not want it to get out?
I think it's probably evolved. Don't you think?
No, dude, it hasn't. All right, here it is on screen right here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what any of that means, Jabes, do you? So there's thyme, basil.
So you're going to go
oregano?
You're going to go 2 cups of flour,
okay.
And then you're going to go salt.
All right.
Thyme, basil, oregano, celery salt. Black pepper, dried mustard.
Oh.
I'm trying to see like which one would be the weird.
So these are tablespoons?
Yeah. So right next to it, so the numbers right next to it are teaspoons, actually. A little TS, right? Is it capital T or is it, what are we doing there? Is it teaspoons or tablespoons?
It's usually TP.
Right. Well,
yeah,
this
it's
is
a TB or a TP. Usually.
Yeah,
but
so
this is super old. This is very, very old.
So probably capital T is tablespoon, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Teaspoon's too small.
Yeah.
Yeah, for...
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want some...
Yeah, you need some fucking flavor.
You need some fucking punch.
Yeah,
some punch.
Dried mustard, paprika, garlic salt, ground ginger again, maybe a secret part of it.
Yeah, that is secret.
And then white pepper, because, you know, it doesn't sound too crazy. Maybe it's just the ratios, maybe it's, you know, but all those ingredients don't seem insane.
Yeah.
For a fried chicken
But it
recipe.
Makes sense. Look, KFC has always been 11 original herbs and spices. Those are all of them.
Right.
And, right. You know, secret's in the sauce, dude. It's in the sauce. But Homeboy found this old man who was on the screen on the back of a will. So... He technically gets the recipe. Otherwise, multiple people have been sued over the years for trying to out whatever the recipe is. But if somebody wrote it on the back of a will, there's nothing you can really do there if you have a hard copy of it.
Sure.
So now it's out in the world. We don't have a KFC near us.
No.
I love KFC.
Right.
So I think you should make it this weekend.
I'll try. I mean, I'll try.
Are you saying
first
you can't?
First I need to grow some chicken in a Petri dish.
Okay.
Because that's also part of the recipe.
Oh, at KFC? Did they do the headless chickens there where they're all kind of just running around genetically deformed and they're just mass producing them?
Among other things, but yeah, I'm sure.
Any rape?
Anything that you can do.
They rape them?
No.
Okay. Well, you said anything.
Well, to make the meat better.
Some would argue that it does. I mean, if you insert a chicken and then, you know, that's a sauce that nobody can replicate.
Right.
So I'm not going to say Colonel Sanders had sex with every chicken he came across, but probably helps.
Right.
Probably helps.
Right.
So I want to see how good you are and kind of test your skills over the weekend. Saturday night, I could really chomp on some.
Could you?
I think so. I feel real positive. I could chomp on some KFC chicken.
Okay, I was going to relax Saturday,
kitchen.
But sure. No, I'll
all day
no,
long.
No.
It's
yeah.
an all day affair for you.
Sure, sure.
And it's for the show.
No, and
it's
I'd
not
love
for me.
And remember,
I love it.
Saturday, he's going to watch college football.
Yes.
You're going to need to be watching the children
and the chicken.
Yes,
and
apparently. The chicken. Yeah, yeah.
Watch that chicken.
Yeah.
Don't let it burn.
Please.
Because I think that's also the exact right. Coloring golden, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Amount
yeah.
of flakiness.
Uh-huh.
I won't be able to do it.
Really? I mean,
like KFC, I mean,
loser.
They have
Don't call yourself a chef then.
I don't have a deep fryer.
Find one.
Okay. You don't need a deep fryer.
One. Yeah.
What'd you say, Bob?
You don't need a deep fryer.
You don't need a deep fryer. Oh, I don't?
You just need one of those like Dutch oven things. You just
yeah, put I do that, have that.
Yeah, you're yeah, good.
You're good.
Good
then.
To go.
You're good.
You gotta cook it like an old Southern lady.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
An yeah. old Southern
Thanks
lady.
Thanks for fixing that, Bob.
Yeah, I wanted to help.
No, no, I know, and yeah. thank you.
An yeah. old Paula Deen. Sure. Yeah. Pre-N-word, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we want at.
There is no such thing as
There's
a pre-N-word.
No pre or post-N-word.
Like, Paula Deen is N-word.
There yes, had to be like, a tiny little Paula Deen who wasn't saying the N-word at some
no,
point.
No, no, no.
You think that was just born in you? It was like, oh.
Here's what I think about Paula Deen. Exactly what Bob said. Like, there is no pre or post.
Uh-huh.
It literally was just, she was taken off the air,
yeah.
right? For one thing.
Did she say it on the air? Or did you say,
no.
she say said in private?
No, she had a restaurant mm-hmm. and had an event there where she had essentially black people yeah. with like chalkboards around their neck, that kind of sort of thing.
Oh, shit. Was it in Georgia?
At the park. Yes, it was. Right? It's in Georgia?
It was somewhere in the South. I don't fucking know.
I've been to that fucking restaurant.
I think it was Savannah. Wait, she has a couple restaurants.
I'll ask my mom after this. So I went to a restaurant as a kid. It was delightful. They had fried chicken and everything else. I wrote a scene in FDR, American Badass, because of it. A black kid came out with a chalkboard around his neck, and we ordered off that menu in Georgia, and that was a real restaurant.
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise anyone. But what I'm saying is she did it, I think, fairly recent. Like in a... It was an event that she was having, yeah. and it was like a little recent, and she
also
was
just drops that bomb constantly. It sounds
like in her real life,
yeah,
100%. So that's why I'm saying there's no pre post. It's really just like,
yeah, she's not taking the Papa John class.
No. She literally was just
it's a
like,
good course.
I'm out.
It's
like,
only
out.
20 months, and you forget to say it at that point. So, you know, think about it at home if you're having trouble, with
right?
It. It's only
right.
20 months of your life, and then
yeah.
you can kind of be over it after that point. So,
well, I think, didn't he say after like 20 months, he's starting to understand?
It was eight, he's yeah, like, started. It's been 18, yeah, yeah. it's been 18 months, and I'm like, you know, it's working its way out of my vocabulary.
Right, right,
it
right.
seems about right.
Right.
It about right.
That was just the beginning stage after 20 months.
Yeah, it's gonna, things take time, all right? You're going to have to get
as
to the
we
root
know,
of the problem before the tree falls over.
As we know, if you accidentally, like people that like kind of accidentally say it somewhere or get caught on a hot mic, a Morgan Wallen type of thing, like if that word can like come out of your mouth
your career
around
blows up.
Anyway.
Yeah. According to Morgan Wallen, your career just...
He's
like the only one, right?
He's, man, it actually helped his career. I bet you he sat down with his management after this. Was like, man, I should have said that years ago.
It was crazy.
I should have said that years ago, brother. Crazy. The most expensive tickets, because we got all the Nooners here, Nooner Nation here.
Yeah.
Breaking Benjamin is here. Bush is here. Allison Chains is here tomorrow. All those guys are going to the show. But the most expensive tickets I've ever seen on drinkingbrostickets.com are Morgan Wallen. No one gives them up. No one sells tickets right. to Morgan Wallen, so therefore they're like $800 a piece, and they're like, no, fuck it, we love Morgan, we're supporting him. He
right.
has a diehard fan base mm-hmm. that is so intense that I called our partner, and I said, in the ticketing company, and I was like, who else is on that level? And he goes, dude, I've only seen two people in the last like 2 years, and I was like, who is it? And he said, Adele and Taylor Swift, and he goes, people keep those tickets, mm-hmm. they don't sell them. And if they do, he goes, there's a handful of them out there, and they're going to be like $800 a piece. And I was like,
right.
whoa, Morgan Wallen?
Right.
All right, let's go.
Right. I even think part of their, you know, the reason why I won't be able to make this is because I think you have to like drop the N-word
oh,
like,
you think
while
so?
You're making it.
Yeah. All right. Well, do your
so
best.
So I don't know if I'm going to be able to.
I'll tell the people next week how you did on it because I'm curious. Now, The New York Times, a spokesman, asked KFC for a comment on this, and they said, many people have made these claims over the years, and no one has been accurate. This one isn't either.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying this isn't accurate.
Right.
But Jabes is going to take the recipe while I watch college football all day Saturday. Watch uh-huh. the kids. Shoes and socks, there's going to be off. You're going to be in the kitchen
right.
all day, obviously.
Right.
And you're going to be making that chicken for me. So
sure.
I'll be able to tell you guys next week, full belly, heart full.
And I will not put anything weird in there.
Oh, James.
What? You know I won't.
You won't.
That all sounds great to me, and I want to do it,
yep.
And nothing bad is going to get in there.
And the kids want it, too.
Text
messages from the kids, they're all at school. And they don't have phones, but they went to their teachers. And, they were like,
and then the
KFC,
teachers texted.
KFC,
yeah.
KFC. So they're amped. We're going to have a whole KFC Saturday at our house.
Sure.
Courtesy of Jesse. It's going to be, thank you, Chef. Oh, thank you, Chef. You're so good, Chef.
Oh, no.
Looking forward to it.
No.
College football all day long, just kind of chilling out. I might head over to Sip It. Get some margs to go. Double shot. Throw some floaters in there.
What a great life.
And then just have a nice Saturday just relaxing on the couch.
Jesse, if you need us, we'll bring a bucket.
Oh, yeah. We'll bring a bucket. That'd be great.
We'll bring a bucket, put it through the window. He'll never know.
Yep.
Never know.
Yep.
No, oh, you're saying you're going to get the KFC. There's not a KFC in Austin, is there?
There,
do we have one here?
There are several.
Yeah, there's several, and they're close to them. And they're
an
my
outrageous accusation.
What part of town?
All over.
Everywhere.
Never. There's not one out here.
It's a national chain.
Hang on. There's not one anywhere near here, outside of here.
Because we're in Dripping Springs.
Right. Where's the closest one?
I'm
not traveling. Like, I'm not going. I don't go more than fucking 30 minutes for fast food. I just don't do it. If it's not within 15, 20, I don't travel that far for fast food. Do you? Like, never.
This is a map of all the KFCs in Austin.
Okay, great. So what's the closest one to us?
Probably this one here.
It's downtown.
Oh, that's Riverside. Hold on, this one. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all downtown.
William Cannon and 35.
Oh, that's not.
It's not too bad.
William Cannon
too bad.
35.
Well, it's not too far for Delco and Rob to.
Yeah, we're right
for
to
you
grab
guys.
It and
that's
bring
a good
it 35, to
40 to me.
Bring it to me.
Yeah, bring it. Stuff it through the window.
Because they're the real ones.
Their chicken tendies, dude, are dope too. The crispy.
Well, it's all that batter. It doesn't matter what you do with the batter.
I want it crispy, too, by the way. I don't want... I hope this isn't the bullshit recipe.
I better write down the orders.
Please do.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I don't want the bullshit movie aroundy skin. I want this crispy, dog. I want to tang-tang. I want to chomp on it at the end and then have it snap out across the living room floor where I was like, oh, you can hear it on the hardwood? That's how crispy I want it. Where it just... You can hear it going across like a tooth. Flying out of a kid's mouth all over the floor. I want to hear that crisp hit the hardwood floor.
There is a story from my childhood.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is pregnant. And
now?
They... No, I'm
oh,
from
oh,
my childhood.
Oh,
okay. My mom's pregnant. My dad's high as shit, right?
Sure, sure.
Much like, you know, this relationship. So
yeah,
he's smoking weed. They're going to KFC. She's also like... wanting KFC because she's like craving it. He's wanting it because he's high, whatever, they go. In the back seat on the way home, my dad has eaten all of the skin.
Oh, God.
The chicken.
No way.
My mom pregnant wants
that's
the KFC.
A divorce. That's a fucking divorce.
Well, they did get divorced. But anyway, so they get home and my dad just like, oh, like kind of almost like not even realizing what you're doing to the point where it's just then all gone.
God damn it, dude. That would be the worst. You drive that far and then you come home and all this skin is gone. Because the skin is part of it, right? The chicken,
it's all of it. It's
all
of it.
The chicken
is
very
secondary.
Good and juicy. I enjoy KFC chicken. I love it. I'm a big fan of KFC.
I'm just saying.
But if
you have
got
to
there
choose.
And the fucking skin was gone, dude, that's gun to head. Boom, I execute you. I don't even think they would prosecute you for that murder. They'd be like,
no, I was saying,
who
like,
would do that?
I would be on an episode of Snapped if that happened.
Some serial killer shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's gross. Your dad did that? I look down on him now.
You know what? Weed did that.
Who? Who's we?
Weed.
Oh, weed.
Marijuana
okay.
did that.
Marijuana did that.
Marijuana did that,
sure.
I think.
Sure.
Maybe a little bit of booze.
All right.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
You got to coke it up. Like
they had fun.
Skeet Davidson last night. You got to do some coke. You know, that'll curb the appetite.
So coca I don't
so
know if
done a bump.
What?
What's up?
Coca so played out.
No,
right?
It's not. No,
it's all
so
about
blase.
Like a little
it'll never go out.
Some Molly, some shrooms.
So passe.
It'll,
right?
it'll never go out of style. Coke will never
drugs.
Go out of style.
It's on the
Adderall.
Way out.
It's not. Last night was proof. The Emmys were on last night. I think you and I were the only ones who watched it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the ratings are yet. I was flipping back and forth between that Denver Broncos game, which is a shit show, and that. And it was decent. I will say this. Like, I thought the broadcast was decent.
It wasn't bad.
I don't like Kenan Thompson at all on SNL, never have, because he just does the same voice for every character. But as a host, he was good. His talent, I told you this last night, his talent really lies in just reading the ability to read off cue cards cleanly and make it sound
fresh. And hit all of the
beats. Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm flipping back and forth, and then all of a sudden, Skeet Davidson walks out. Bob, if you can pull up a picture of him last night. Yep, that exact picture. Bob, you're on fire today. Whew. So he was on so much cocaine. His jaw looked like it was going to be torn off his body. He looked like that woman in the old smokers commercials who's like, I lost half my face from smoking every day.
Mm-hmm.
He was chewing his jaw off. I don't understand the Austin Powers outfit as well. And then the sunglasses.
Oh, well.
That's Dickie's son.
So it was. Well, apparently all the headlines are that he wore the same outfit that Kanye wore to the Emmys.
To the Emmys. I don't remember Kanye.
Or whatever,
Emmys.
If you can pull that up, Bob, because yeah. That's literally somehow they changed the narrative from he's on coke to he wore, which he did. I mean, if it was black, it'd be different.
Yeah. It's not even close. There's no collar.
That's what what all the headlines are saying.
No, this is the same jacket, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but in a different color.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's
could we cancel him for this?
I've already canceled Pete Davidson. Like, is this appropriation,
to be honest? Dickies?
Is Dickies appropriation?
I'd be appropriating Mexican.
If anything, Pete should be wearing Dickies. That is the clothes of his people.
Yeah. It's white trash. It's Delco. Dickies.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It's not Carhartt.
But he gets up there last night, and in the picture Bob showed, so he's wearing these sunglasses, chewing his face off. Literally every person online, people started to chime in of like, oh my God, he needs help. I wrote something. I just said on Twitter, I was like, somebody tell Pete Davidson, you can't do all the cocaine on live TV. You've got to save some of it. Can't do it all and then go on live TV. You just got to do a little bit and then go on live
TV. But the other thing we give Pete Davidson that is around September 11th.
So those comments started coming
in. He gets to...
Oh, yeah.
Go on a bender.
It was his day.
It was his day. Really, a lot of the focus is on Pete Davidson during that day.
Sure.
Unfortunately,
sure.
But it is.
Yep. It's not about the 3,000 people inside the tower. It's about Pete Davidson.
No. It's about how Pete Davidson has handled it and all of the subsequent documentaries and
three movies on his life.
Yeah, like the dramatized versions loosely based on his life, completely based on his life.
Sure.
And how hard it was. So
well, here's what was weird. So he shows up, the mic only comes up to like here, right? So it's like here.
Mm-hmm.
And all he says is, sorry, I miss rehearsals. I miss rehearsals. What do you want from me? I don't know. To be a professional. That went out the window. And then he proceeds to give the award, and you could see him walk off stage and out of side exits into the street. It was like, all right, what the fuck? So he hands the mic off, and then he just walks out the exit door, and then he's out into the street with normal people again. You're like,
he had a little conversation with RuPaul. And then
left. RuPaul, because RuPaul presented right before him, and I think they wanted them to walk backstage. Usually you do press together, where it's like, hey, what are you doing here? What are you promoting?
Right.
Congratulations to, because Jason Sudeikis ended up winning, who was on SNL, and it was just like, you know, they kind of fist bumped, and it was like, all right, great, why are you leaving now? And whatever the fuck he was on was a little too much for him, and he had to get out of there.
Sure.
A lot of people were saying he needs help, but this goes into what I said. As soon as that Kardashian relationship was over, there's no going back. There's no one left.
Right. Well,
we've climbed the mountaintop.
Sure.
It's all downhill now.
Sure.
Who's left on that list for him?
Right.
And he's got a murderer's row worth of women that he's slayed. But who's left now after Kim Kardashian? You don't get the cool shit anymore. The Kardashian card opens up the crazy private shit all over the world that no one gets to see. The Illuminati shit, you know, where it's like, oh, man, I'm not feeling that great today. I got something for you. I got a rare jellyfish in a glass suitcase. All you have to do is take a sniff of it and all your cold and headaches will go away. You don't get the cool shit anymore because they've got all of that.
Right.
You got to go back to Gen Pop. And once you've seen the other side, sucks. It absolutely fucking sucks. So I think he's having a hard time with that.
Well, I think he might surprise you. There might be someone that he can...
Who? Who do you got?
Who, Britney Spears?
Oh, no, she's married.
No, no, she's but married. I think he might surprise you. I think Pete Davidson has been defying exactly
left?
What you're saying.
I'll give you who's left.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Taylor Swift,
it's
right?
T-Swift.
It's T-Swift.
T-Swift?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, let me just say this. There's one person within the age range, it's not like the hottest, right?
Sure.
But we have to go power as much as hot.
For sure. Right? For sure. For
all
sure.
Right. All right.
She's 24 years old.
Okay.
You know her name.
Sweeney?
No.
Okay.
Sydney? No, it's not Sydney Sweeney.
Malia Obama.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll give that one to you, Bob.
Okay.
I'll give that one to you for sure.
Okay.
I'll give it Malia Obama. If you show up with Malia and it's like, oh, man. You know?
Like, what else is left to
or
do?
Or like a Martha Stewart, like for real.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. Something. He will surprise you.
No, I guess.
Because he has been this entire time.
Maybe.
Every person that he's been with besides the little like Bob's type, you know?
Yeah, him showing
a mousy,
up with like
skinny brown
Florence Pugh, just not getting it done.
No,
that's not doing
that's not
it,
do
right?
It.
That's not doing it.
Uh-uh. It's got to be somebody big like that. I agree. Malia.
It has to be
or,
like a Harry Styles.
You gotta see,
yeah, we'll start fucking Harry Styles.
You've got to see like this just disgusting like slap in the face to America of like Pete Davidson having Thanksgiving at a former president's house. And just like, this is.
Yes.
This is not right.
A Margot Robbie, maybe, or is
hey,
she kind
Barack.
Of?
Hey, Barack. Yeah. How are you, kinda, Barack?
Julia Roberts, maybe.
J-Rob isn't going there.
That'd be
dude.
Fucking funny, though.
That'd be great, but she's not
funny.
Going there. Who is the other one?
What?
Who is the first one you said right before that? Megan Fox might do it. Actually,
what about like a Nicki Minaj?
That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
No, like it has to be something that like. Doesn't make sense with him, right? Like
Cardi B wouldn't make sense either.
Yeah.
But in the wrong direction.
In the wrong direction.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Like it has to be like a Meghan Markle if that doesn't
yes.
work out.
Oh, yes,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? Like
yeah.
A.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Something. And by the way, speaking of Meghan Markle, her worst nightmare is happening. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares that she went there or didn't go there or if she's standing in the thing or no one cares.
No
and
one cares.
It is going to like she is not going to be able to deal with it and something is going to happen.
Well, here's the other part about this is now that you're there and nobody cares.
But nobody cares
but
here.
Wait, but here's the thing. Now you're going to go back and regret that you did all that bullshit and didn't be the Duchess of whatever the fuck it was. Because then you would have still had all the cool shit and all the fun and the secrets and everything else, this jellyfish.
And by the way, in Britain, in England, like, they do actually care.
Oh, yeah.
It's us that don't. She
correct.
Wanted us to care.
Yep. No.
And we don't.
No one cares.
And she is, like, losing her mind, probably.
She has to look back at her, all of her life's decisions and be like, oh, shit, I really fumbled it.
Because what she asked for, mm-hmm. which was, leave me alone, we want to be out of the spotlight, we don't want the thing, it happened.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? Not even me going and standing next to William and like, that's not...
No.
Nah.
If she was ahead of me at Sip It across the street, the daiquiri place, and she was taking a little too long with the order, I'd honk the horn. I'm like, hey, get the fuck, I don't care that you're whatever. Nope. Get the
what,
fuck out
Georgia,
of there.
What, Georgia, what?
Just get out of there.
I would be in that car with you, and I would walk outside and ask for an autograph and tell her what a fan I was of Suits.
Oh, that's right. You love Suits.
Oh, that would be good. I was
fan.
A deal or no deal gal.
Me, personally.
So
anybody
I liked
who watches
from
any programming from USA.
Deal or no deal.
Is a loser.
Right.
And I
right.
can't hang out with them, and I can't sit down and have a fucking conversation about Burn Notice.
You don't appreciate the cinematography of Burn Notice?
No, I can't sit down and have a conversation about Psych or Monk.
Is Blue Bloods on there?
No, that's on CBS.
Bones or whatever?
No, Bones is on Fox.
Well, they're all the same.
Yeah,
where was Monk?
But
was Monk on there?
Is very, yes, it was. USA is very specific. Very specific. And it's just... Oh,
Monk,
God.
There had to be another.
There was a hatred, a deep hatred I had for the head of one of my managers. The head of the firm created Psych. And they were like, hey, you've got to send all the projects through her and everything else. And they were like, she created Psych. And I was like, she's never here. Well, then they were like, well, she's the creator on Psych. And they're shooting another season of Psych. And I go, hey, guess what, fuck? They're going to be shooting Psych for the rest of their lives because
right.
it's USA.
White collar.
Oh,
white
gross.
Collar, great call.
Gross.
Before he came out, right? And people were like, because sadly, it was, you were at that time, people were like, oh my God, he is like very good looking.
Question things.
Yeah, like he is very good looking. Show horrible. Yeah. But he was like, you're like, Bomer. Holy shit. You're
talking about Bomer?
I am. I know you guys addressed the drinking bros in the room yesterday, but
sure
we haven't on Ross Patterson Revolution. I'd like to say thank you
sure.
to Richard.
Yeah.
For knowing me so well. He doesn't, it's like you, he doesn't listen to a goddamn fucking word.
Big I mean, enough,
he doesn't listen to a word I say, but
shows
he did
with a box
try.
Of Franzia.
Box of Franzia. Fine. That alone, fine. Julia did not help him with this.
Yep.
She did not. He got peach Moscato. If Oof. You know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Peach Moscato.
This is for my Franz.
Yeah, it is.
But he got the good. He also got a really good. It's Vanderpump Rosé.
How is it?
It's really good,
is
actually.
Really?
And the price point is quite high. So thank you very much, Richard.
You know what? I'll say this, Richard, because with like Vanderpump and who's the other girl? Skinny girl. She's another housewife reality star.
Bethany, but that's
right.
not as good.
But it's pretty good, right? And I will say this. If you spend the time and actually make something decent, your name can sell it, and then the taste alone
right.
will keep everybody going
so
back
like,
forever.
I got this like probably as a joke for some book club / drunk club and tried it, and I was like, oh, wait, it's actually fucking good. So this one, very good. Now, I will say on the Peach Moscato box wine, the alcohol content is 6.5.
We don't do that bullshit
now, listen,
here.
Listen, Richard, Ruben, Craig, Reed.
One can of this
How
is higher than
you?
The entire alcohol content of that box.
Now, but where,
we don't do that here.
Where
there you
it,
go.
Where it lacks in alcohol, it makes up in calories and sugars.
Yeah, it sure does.
So this is perfect, yep. right? And I say thank you.
If you want to feel like you're tonight. In your second trimester, that'll do it. And then be completely sober at the end of the day.
right.
That
Except
will do it.
For, yeah, it won't get you that drunk, but the next day you will feel like you drank.
And when you hop on the scale, you'll see a nice +8 from right. the day before because right. of all the sugars you drank. Now, the Vanderpump wine will play. And
yeah, and it's very good, and I am going to... drink this.
And you guys are all going to the show tomorrow,
yes,
correct?
Yes, we are all hanging yeah. out.
Okay, cool.
We'll do a little dinner Thursday, too.
Yeah.
We'd really like to show
we'll go to,
our
you,
buddies.
Are we going to Treaty Oak on Thursday? Yeah.
Don't say. We're not. We're going to KFC.
We don't care. If you come, you come.
Well, you know? Again, Ruben cannot... tell anyone where he is
oh, yeah,
or what
life.
He does. So
creepy, Rubes,
yeah,
creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't have his software, so he can't be first in the room.
His software?
Yeah, his computer
well,
programming
it's a hard,
software.
It's hardware and software, actually, that work together.
It's
but
a
yeah.
Simon Says that's hooked up to a tree.
And
it's
one
like
more
Stranger
thing
Things.
On this box wine, there's only 20 glasses, and as we know, that's not enough for mom.
Well, it's six so, and a half. That's not enough for me. I mean, that's, come on, dude.
Needs to be 40 glasses. But
yeah,
anyways.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Yeah, love you guys, dude. They're in the studio all week. One by one, we've been bringing them on all our various shows here on the old platform. And obviously, you guys are used to Ghostbed from ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. What, Jesse? Why are you surprised?
Just, I'm not. I was just loud for
we
a second.
We have a mattress company that pays for everything here. Damn it.
We do, damn it.
Finest mattresses in the land. 30% off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. Fill up the cart all the way to the top. You can get anything. Pillows, sheets. We got the comforter over there for butt stuff. It's right on the other the desk.
Oh, James. I thought you were pointing to the ottoman.
Well, that should have had a cover on it.
Okay.
Let's face it. Somebody dumped out on that.
I don't know the story. And I'm not going to know the full story.
Oh, you will. Ask
Giorgio.
No,
I'm good.
He'll be
nope.
happy to spin you a yarn and
nope.
let you know about that.
No, I think there's some things, very few, but some things that Giorgio and I will not discuss.
Until you get to grappling with the past.
Or that now that's what I call Trauma 3, which is also going to be our nostalgic music show on Patreon.
Perfect. Well, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. They got the bundle package that's 40% off. It's the adjustable base and the mattress combined together for one evening of magic. I can't wait to kick up my feet, put it in book mode, and have some KFC in it on Saturday. Ooh!
Yep.
Crispy chicken all over the bed.
It will be homemade and sure not will. From KFC.
Sure
you guys
won't.
Just let me know what
gonna,
time
nope,
you're gonna coming.
Going to seal up the windows, going
to
lock
the window,
up the doors. You guys are not coming in.
I will meet you outside.
I'm going to physically film it. I've got Ring inside the kitchen, and you will be chained to the oven. So what? I'll leave you enough slack. You can go to the fridge, you can go to the sink, and then it's like,
okay.
It was when women say I've been slaving in the kitchen all day, I want to make it real.
Okay? Sure.
I want to make it real.
Sure. I don't say that. That's just my life.
Sure. But at ghostbed.com/drinkybros, you can eat chicken in the bed, damn it, in comforts. Right. 60-month pay-as-you-go program at the bottom of the page when you check out. And if you click it, got decent credits. And walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. But ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today, Jabes. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Last of the Mohicans are still there. OG flavors in the store right now. Get them. Not many left. That is it. The new batch gets made in, 5 days. What's up, dude? 5 days, we get the new flavors. Man, I'm excited. But get the OG flavors while you can, because once they're gone, they're gone. We don't know if they'll return. I don't know what's going to happen with that, Chips. You know, we all got secrets. So maybe I stash some away for myself. Maybe I don't. We ship to 41 states. Every case, every single penny of it helps put us in stores. Right now, we're live in Tennessee. How many locations? 83, Bobbithy?
We still at 83.
That is correct. Yeah. Okay.
We're still at 83 there. Which is a lot. I mean, when we were there, Jesse, we were in everywhere. Let's pop that up one more time, Bob. Who's that? Hobbs Discount Tobacco in Nashville, Antioch Wine and Spirits, Parkway Beer in Smyrna, Colonial Liquors down there in Nashville, Total Wine, Brentwood, Tennessee, Frugal McDougal. That's one of my faves. I love Frugal McDougal. Sam's Discount Tobacco. I wonder if that's Sam's Club. I wonder if it's, because I know they got a branch of it.
No.
Okay. I don't fucking know, dude. Sinker's Market in Nashville. Scroll down. Let's hit a couple more there. Let's hit two more, Bobby. There we are. Quick Sack, number 3. Not 2, not 1. Quick Sack.
Quick
number 3
sack.
In Old Hickory, Tennessee. Oh, shit. I'll be in Old Hickory in 2 weeks. I'll be in Old Hickory in 2 weeks. Son of a bitch. That's where that golf tournament is.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. We'll pop on by. I'll pop on by Old Sacks. What's the name of it?
Quick Sack.
Oh, Quick Sacks. Ever got your foot caught in a quick sack?
Yeah.
And it'll go under. You'll go under.
Yeah.
Real quick on that baggy sack. Right. But if you're anywhere in the surrounding states, it's super cheap in the stores, obviously. So if you're in Arkansas, just hop on over to Memphis. If you're in Kentucky, head on down to Clarksville. It's right there. If you're anywhere in North Carolina, hop on over to Knoxville. And then if you're in North Georgia or Alabama, Chattanooga and Murfreesboro and all that shit is right up there. So just hop on over the border. It's pretty easy. And grab a 12-pack. We greatly appreciate it. Jabe's creepy story from yesterday. I followed this for about 20 minutes. I watched a murder almost in real time on Twitter. And then about 20 minutes later, the dude was pronounced dead. And I was like, holy shit, man. What a fucking weird time to be alive. I think with everybody watching these murder docs that you love, now everybody has a game plan to kill. And it's starting to get easier and easier where it's like, oh, I know where that motherfucker is. Pull up this rapper from yesterday. His name is PNB Rock is his name, Bob. And
Philly's own.
Yeah, Philly's own.
Okay.
Yeah, Jesse's a huge fan.
No, I just, he's not.
Known from such albums as Fast and Furious 9.
Yeah, sure is.
White dude,
that's your favorite one. No, he's black. He's definitely black.
Oh, sorry.
He's black guy.
Sorry, pop him up on screen so Jesse can see him there. There you go. Boom.
Okay, sorry.
No,
it's far away.
It's fine.
It was far away.
So here's the odd thing about this. I caught this live on Twitter, essentially. It was in between shows. We were recording.
Lots of tattoos.
Yeah, what, are you surprised?
No, I just did. I didn't know.
Okay. Was... Yeah, a rapper with tattoos? What?
No, no, I'm just saying the picture was far away and there was lots of tattoos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, norms, right?
It's the norm. A lighter skin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's, I mean, he's a good-looking dude.
So anyways.
Well, he's a good-looking dude. So he posts on Instagram a picture of him with his huge diamond chains on, and he was kind of flexing for a selfie that he took, right?
Giorgio, did the girlfriend take that picture?
No. So the girlfriend was driving during this time. Now, here's
or
where
the girl he was with.
Hang on. No, no, no. It's his girlfriend. Here's where this comes in, right? So he takes a selfie of her as well, driving the car. So they're clearly driving somewhere. Then she takes a picture of her meal at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, which we all know that picture. Everybody in Los Angeles knows the Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle picture.
Yes, I've been one time.
Really? Uh-huh. What'd you think? Big fan?
Yeah, it was great.
There's one right on El Centro right there. Yeah, so this one was not there. It was the other one down in, I think it was, this one was in South Central. I don't know if you should show this because that he's definitely dead on the floor there. He's not moving. Yeah, I wouldn't show that. That's the video I saw. You can go ahead and look at it on your own. We can't show this on YouTube, but couple robbers came in, shot him, ripped his chains off in the middle of the restaurant, shot and killed only him, ripped all his jewelry off that he was showing up on Instagram with, left the restaurant, and then that was it. And then he was pronounced dead like 20 minutes later. And I was like, I watched all of this happen in live form, you know, one way or another on a different platform. And then I went to the Instagram because everybody else was like, yo, shouldn't be showing off your shit on Instagram. That's where they found
you. Was that all it was, though?
That's all it was. Just three photos. So one video that was about 5 seconds on a story, one photo of him with the chains, and then one picture from her with the meal exactly where they were at. Boom, they rolled in, shot him, killed him, took his jewelry, and then bounced.
And also with the Apple update, the last one,
yep,
they have like accurate location that you have to turn off.
Yes.
And if you don't, you can like pinpoint exactly where they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have mine.
Especially
on.
Through Instagram. So like a lot of girls are dealing with issues with stalkers.
Yeah.
Who are making money through Instagram.
Correct.
Yes.
And that's fucked up. So a lot of people were blaming the girlfriend, and it was just like, dude, she took a picture of her food.
For sure.
You think the last thing she was thinking about was, man, somebody's probably going to walk into a restaurant in the middle of the afternoon and kill my boyfriend.
There's no other backstory to this rivalry, anything. It's literally just,
they think it's just a simple robbery. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is happening a lot in Los Angeles right now. So the police are saying, I mean, they've been telling people this for probably the last 8 months there in LA in particular, in the surrounding areas. Don't wear any jewelry out. If you have a car, because there's been a lot of break-ins as well, tons. I know Tim Dillon was reading them off on just like a Saturday in like Santa Monica, West Hollywood, which isn't a violent area.
No.
But they're telling you to park your car in your driveway and leave your trunk open and the windows down so that whoever's going to rob you can rifle through it and know that there's nothing in your car. Jewelry
like
is
that.
A no-no anymore. You can't wear jewelry out anymore. Mm-hmm. Anything expensive looking.
Mm-hmm.
They're recommending women not to carry purses anymore. Maybe just throw a credit card and you know, a 20 in your back pocket and a driver's license. So you're basically living in a prison out there, which is fun.
Right. That's fucking crazy.
Crazy. Really, really crazy. But whoever is out there who's blaming the girl yesterday on Twitter, like, dude, she took a picture of her food. I mean, it wasn't even nothing else in the restaurant.
Yeah,
you have the picture.
Up.
It is literally a waffle and chicken. Now, we live there and we know what that is, but the rest of people around the world wouldn't fucking know what that is. But there it is right there. Pop it up. As soon as you see this picture in LA, boom. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle. Oh, it says it too.
Yeah, she did the little geotag.
She did the geotag. Ooh. So, yeah.
Okay.
But still.
But also still, you don't think
that. No blame to her, but it has been something known in the hip hop community for quite some time, especially after the Kim Kardashian robberies, that you don't post where you're at or what you're doing till later.
Right. So, like, you don't do anything in real time.
I'm glad you brought that up. So that was the first time that I had heard that yesterday, where they were saying she should have known better, post the pictures afterward. And everybody was coming down on this girl for posting the pictures after they had left. Is that a thing?
You can't say she's responsible for it, but like, if you're in the community and you're dating a famous rapper, like, There are certain codes of conduct, and that was one of them.
Yeah, or a famous podcaster.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. No, right.
It's hard.
That's why I don't post anything.
Or wear your jewelry out.
Ever, you know, or have jewelry, even have
Jesse.
It.
Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse doesn't.
Yeah.
I've seen that bust down Rolex you have.
No.
Dude, can you imagine?
No.
That's all I have.
It's some just that. Huge Rolex, and you're just like, wait, what?
Yeah,
dude?
Nothing else. I don't wear anything else ever.
Yeah.
But that.
That'd be great. Where it's just like, oh, all right, sweet. She's like, what, dude? I can't live without my Rolex.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking pores. I can't live without my Rolex.
Yeah.
Yep, you don't even wear rings anymore, do you?
No.
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 No. So you got nothing. So you're good, dude.
I'm raw dogging fucking life, dude.
Including your wedding ring?
Yeah.
Including my wedding ring, yeah.
Just uncomfortable.
Well, she just had a child, so.
Yeah. Also, like if I go to Home Depot or something, like I need help with stuff. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, got it. Yeah, yeah.
So.
Can you grab me that kind, sir?
I don't even have to ask. It's great.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Son of a bitch, dude. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking, obviously. Maybe pre-baby, but not now.
Okay.
No, it's just not a fitting. It's not fitting.
It doesn't fit right now.
Right.
She's had a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
I don't know when it's
going to. Shame.
Delco, I don't know when it's going to fit again.
Way
you
to
know
finger
what I mean?
Shame, Delco. Christ, we don't finger shame on
here. Not all
right?
Addicted to the gym.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Dan.
Sorry you lifted your entire family this morning in the gym. 918 pounds worth of people.
No, he's paddling. He's paddling now. He's
That's
getting
right.
more like
he's,
active.
Yeah, he's getting more
like, real life.
He wants to get lean and cut.
Active.
What problems is he paddling away from?
Exactly. Paddling from the past. Yeah.
No, because Delco doesn't come out with just weird-ass shit from his past like Giorgio does all the time. Like, oh, pizza. Yeah, when I have pizza, I think about that time when I got molested by the... And you're like,
yeah,
what?
You're like, wait, what?
I just said pizza.
Pizza.
That's literally the only word I said.
Yeah, my parents took me to an aquarium, and they threw me in with the penguins, and all of them
like,
raped me. And you're like, wait, what?
Giorgio, wait,
where did the pizza come involved? Well, I smelled the pizza. And...
But it's the way he says it, like it's everyone's experience.
Yeah.
And we're like, no.
So
bro.
Me and two kids stole lawnmowers, and we were doing jousting with them, and it got burnt, and it kind of smelled like pizza.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Something like this.
Yeah.
Something like this.
Yeah.
It's just a trigger word. It doesn't even have to have anything to do with it, and he'll just launch into like.
After I got his, raped, they wrapped me in a tinfoil blanket and gave me a piece of Little Caesars.
And it's always like, all right, like a light, like alluding to, or maybe something's trapped in his memory of a molestation.
So when my mom was a waitress, there was a Little Caesars right beside back when they had the game center
I love
in the back.
It. I love
oh,
it.
Yes.
I love Little Caesars.
And then
no,
sometimes
me too.
I would run out of quarters, but the manager there knew me because I would like go to work all the time.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Little Caesars. I'm a big fan of Donato's. Every time we go back to Columbus.
Grappling with the past.
Grappling
we have
with
to
the past.
Do it. We have to do it.
Big fan of Donato's. Every time we go back, I'm always like, dude, we got to get Donato's, which we did. But there was one item on the menu that you said I could not get. I was not allowed to get it. I think Big Dick Danoff is here in the room. Have you ever had the 150 pep?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From Donato. Oh, he says, oh, yeah. That's what I wanted.
You're a young gentleman, Richard. But
Jesse said I would die if I ate the 150 pep.
You
if you don't
can't.
Know what it is, it's 150 pepperonis mm-hmm. on one pizza.
Yeah.
And it looks fucking delightful, dude. Donato's. Yeah. Let's go, fam. But you said I would die if I ate it.
Yeah.
Heart attack?
Yes.
Okay.
And with you and how you're living.
Sure. Sure.
On the edge, right?
Am I living on the edge?
Well.
We have a hard seltzer company.
So you almost died. And then after that, I said, take a little time off. And you said, no.
Well, we had to work.
I'm going right back to
we,
work.
We didn't have a choice.
Right back to the
show goes
exact
on.
Way I was.
It's not that. Show goes
drinking,
on.
Drinking, eating, everything. Stress.
Show goes on. There's nothing we can do about it.
Right. So
I eat healthy, though, every day.
That's fine. And so
a
because you
pep.
Wanted to do that,
okay.
A 150 pep is not something that
it's
you're going to do.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No, I eat pretty healthy. I also eat like the same meal every day.
Right.
I'm one of those weird people who just eats the same one meal every day where it's just like, all right, great. I don't really care.
I feel like that's a guy thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I was going to ask about that because...
My wife used to dunk on me for that all the fucking time because I would just eat literally like I would grill chicken, put it in a tortilla with like cheese and salsa.
Yeah.
Right? Just a healthy little Like, and not even that big of a meal. Like, it's fucking grilled chicken, Dan. Don't give me that look. Oh, Mr. Fitness.
I saw an interview with Rob Dyrdek.
It's impossible to eat as clean as Dan eats, yeah. But he it's will literally, he yeah. will side eye you for.
Oh yeah, I saw this interview with Rob Dyrdek from what's
no,
that
I think
show?
He just doesn't want you to say it's healthy. Do you know what I mean?
It's
like
fine.
You can say whatever you want.
Well, I guess
like, you just
cheese on it.
It's like, one tortilla. Yeah. Oh, do you not eat cheese, Delco? Well, you can't probably. Right?
No, it's clean living. And paddleboarding.
Well,
boarding.
But
that's
also
life.
It's also Crohn's. You can't eat cheese.
Paddling
on
is life.
I can eat cheese.
You can?
Yeah, I just don't.
How's
I
that toilet hunter. The next day?
He just, it's not okay. healthy.
I bet my stools are better than yours.
We're also fixing this.
So
Crohn's.
Let's have that contest yeah, on, during on the KFC contest.
Exactly, yeah. We all sit down together. We get that cheek heat. We go back to back. And then we see whose stools are better, okay?
We could hire a doctor to evaluate the stools.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Also, Jesse, are you aware of the bet we made for the USC-Oregon State game?
Oh.
Jesus Christ. What is it?
It's blonde. It's blonde ambition, okay?
What?
So if Oregon State beats USC, Ross has got to go blonde.
Correct. And if not, he's got to go blonde. Yeah. So, yeah.
But these are things like both you guys, it's going to look fine. Like, it's not, is that even that big of a deal? You need to do something that's actually...
He wouldn't shave like, eyebrows.
No,
he wouldn't
I think,
shave off an eyebrow.
No, you
I'm
shouldn't.
Not doing eyebrows.
You shouldn't. But I think like a real bet, you guys, is like shaving a bozo ring.
Oh, a B ring on top of
the head?
Do you
know what I
mean?
But like
yeah.
not like, oh, I'm gonna dye my full head of hair blonde. Oh, sorry, guys. I lost. Fuck you. That's nothing, dude.
I'd do a B ring. I'd B ring it up
shave
for the day.
Shave the B ring. And I've it's always... not just for the day.
Well, no, I know, but like however many weeks it is, but then I could be like Hulk Hogan, my hero.
Can you imagine?
Pre-N-word, obviously, but yeah.
How about this? All right, okay. We'll do the blonde hair.
Sure.
But also, you got to dress like a Targaryen for the day.
A what?
What is that?
It's Game of Thrones.
Do we get to be a black character or a white
that's
character?
Good.
It's a white character, okay. But
that's
obviously,
good.
But, I mean, the black characters also had the blonde hair. So the whole thing was just Game of Thrones. Everyone's blonde.
Oh, are they really?
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Do we have to act Targaryen-like, Dan?
I don't even know what that is. Do I have to watch the show? Do I have to even do that?
Yes, yep. It has to be a bet that like...
Game of Thrones. So
that
I have to
you
watch
don't
Game of Thrones?
Want to lose. Do you know what I mean? That if you do lose, you're like, fuck, right? Yeah, yeah. Not like...
A B ring would do it. I would do a B ring for sure, if need be.
Can you imagine Delco shaved B ring
oh
right
my
now?
Gosh. Because
he's
single. Going to
be like a 14-point favorite.
He's single. So he's got to go out into the world as a single dude with a B ring and then explain that to girls on dates. Are you dating anybody right now currently who would be cool with that?
Either that or they're not going to talk about that with us. But either that or you have to get like a weird extension situation.
Like a rat
right,
tail?
So like you can go blonde.
I like extensions,
right?
Yeah.
But like they have to be like kind of like a Britney Spears, maybe a horrible mullet, maybe something like a bob. Maybe we go bob.
Yeah.
What about like a rat tail?
That would be good. Although,
do you burn that in? How does that work?
You could make it like cool.
No, so too. If we do the blonde thing, Ross just can't wear a hat.
Yeah, I'm down. That's fine. Yeah, I'm fine. That's fine.
And also no bandana.
That's fine too. Yeah, I'll do that for sure. For sure.
All right.
All right, let's do it. Yeah, I'll go blonde. That's fine.
Because you're not losing, you're pretty sure?
No, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to lose that.
USC is going to be like a 14-point favorite, so he's going to have
should.
Them.
They should stomp okay. them. I don't even know why he made that bet.
I'm taking it outright. Oregon State wins in Corvallis.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay. That's absolutely crazy to me. Okay. So, yeah, we're down, and that's a fun thing that's going to happen, Jabes. So you're welcome. It's going to be your color again if that even happens.
Right.
What was that thing you just texted me, Bob?
I don't know if you want to do it for this show or Drinking Bros, but how the Phoenix Suns owner was in some hot water.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The investigation, the results of the investigation came back.
Well,
and all the workplace inappropriateness.
I think that'll be a fun one on Drinking Bros.
Who among us doesn't have workplace inappropriateness? Right.
Half of this list happens here every day.
Every single day.
And has happened our entire career.
There's no HR. Here. There's no HR. So
Literally, I mean, this is actually, some of it's tamer than what happens here.
For sure.
Emailed pornography to a small group of male employees. I mean, I'm...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, you want to do it? Go ahead. Read aloud, Bob. Pop it up on screen and then read aloud. We'll do it here. That's fine. Who cares? We're on all day today. We got sports. We got college football after this. We got a golf show today. We got drinking bros today. Who cares? Let's party today. Let's go. What do we got?
So he's the owner of the Suns and the Mercury, the WNBA team in Phoenix. His name's Robert Sarver. And there was an investigation into workplace misconduct.
Okay.
So this is some of the stuff he did, according to Ben Golliver, who is an NBA writer for The Post.
All right.
Talked about a sexual act and condoms at an all-employee meeting. Now, I don't know what the sex act is, but mentioning condoms to a room full of adults seems...
Anal. Probably
seems
anal.
What? Just like tame, who cares? Weird, who
yeah.
cares?
Yeah, yeah, who cares?
And by all meeting, do you mean like there's women there? I mean, is there even that?
Yeah. I mean, what do you say? Hey, I'd love to have anal sex with that dude, but I definitely want to use a condom. Like,
no,
what was the context?
No, I'm saying in the meeting, is there a lot of women present?
I mean, there's a fair amount of women that work. Okay. I mean, this is every all employee meeting, I assume.
Is like everybody.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. If it's like trainers and,
sure.
Even like cheerleaders and shit like that.
Okay.
Like, it could be, obviously, there's like dietitian staff.
Well, the cheerleaders.
They never, I'll tell you this, they never let the cheerleaders in, yeah, for any of that shit.
That's probably true.
Why
they have a
would
separate
they?
Entrance, separate room, all of it. So I doubt it was them.
Yeah. But I mean, there's like, there's women up and down the staff.
Yeah.
So there's that. I don't know what he said about that. Told a blowjob story in a different business meeting.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
Sure. So,
told a female employee, you've never seen anything this big while preparing to take a shower at a team facility.
Well, now that's question. That's on the line right there.
That doesn't even sound like the right context to even say
You've never
say
seen
that.
Anything this
Is he like
big?
In a towel, like dropping
That's what
a
I'm
towel,
saying.
Walking?
Like, they're not, is he, he's about to take a shower.
He's about to take
She's
a shower.
She's not there. She is there.
She is there. She's in the room there.
Important business that couldn't happen earlier when
Correct.
He had a suit on.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know.
He comes out of the office. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you here? Oh, we had a 3:30 meeting. I didn't know that. I was going down to the shower. You've never seen anything this big
this
in
is
your
a male
life.
Fantasy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He holds up a black and white of the Loch Ness Monster. It looks like this.
I'm on the boardroom of a NBA team, but you know, I'm the real star here.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it's just turning into carry on, Bob, but just kind of like ill-timed, weirdly placed stuff.
Yeah.
Which people don't like. If it's in the flow of conversation, but, you don't even notice
it.
I think one of them, though, he actually had his penis on a fishing rod.
That's what I'm saying.
And he was pulling
like, how
it up
these...
out of the water, and he goes, you're not going to believe this catch. And it was his penis.
Yeah, no, he made a female employee do like the fish pose.
Yeah.
The, like record thing, just holding his cock.
But
and,
close to camera
so
it looks bigger.
That's funny, dude.
That's what like, you do. You hold it so it looks.
That's
you go
funny,
closer
though.
To the camera. Yeah.
So. Anyway, okay.
Like I said, they emailed pornography to a small group of male employees.
Oh, boo.
Yeah,
that
that's every day.
Whatever. That's every day.
Dropped his underwear unnecessarily while a male employee was performing a fitness check on him.
Well,
that's funny
that's
too,
hilarious.
Right?
Like I've like, done that a million times.
If it's all dudes around,
yeah, dude, I've
that's
hung
funny
brains
oh,
all
what?
The time.
No?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
is this not the time.
Is this not the time? Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I've got this dead bird here, and I don't know how to dispose of it. We've
I
all
think.
Done
I mean, I think what it's turning out to be is he's just not that funny.
This is so, he's not that funny. I like this. Half of this stuff happens. Like, anytime there's just a bunch of guys around each other,
100%.
Like a fraternity house or in the military, something like that, it's just like, you know, just dumb,
yes.
dumb
Normal
gay
shit.
Jokes.
That's why
yeah.
I am
Normal
the
shit.
Way that I am. I don't like being like this.
Yeah.
Do you think I like this? Do you think I have friends?
Yeah, she doesn't have
female
friends.
Female friends? I want them. She's I don't
loser.
Have them.
Yeah, she's a loser.
But the other thing is he was probably an asshole, right, in other ways. And this is how you... get an asshole, right? Like,
right. So, like, he didn't have this sort of like social credit,
right? And people didn't like him, and like, he wasn't friends with people. He was just like this weirdo that would talk about his dick and pull his pants down all the time.
Yeah, people don't want to admit it, but there is a level of if you're a good enough person, you can show your penis to people in the right circumstances.
Right.
Yeah.
And people will be like, fucking, you know?
Yeah. Like Harvey Weinstein, for example. Well, no, not that one. Not that one. Prince Andrew. No, fuck.
Michelangelo's David?
Mm, That's still a statue. That's not a real dick. Boy, who else out there? Michael Jack. No, not Michael Jackson. Can't do that one either. Shit.
But
has there been a good penis where you were like, oh.
You don't know them. You don't hear their name.
Yeah. You don't hear their name because the people around them are like, yeah, but he's cool, dude.
He's a funny guy.
He's funny and he's like, you know.
Actually, here's a great example. This is literally pure, straight up sexual harassment, if not assault.
Okay.
And a nice guy did it to a friend, so it's fine.
Okay.
Will Forte, when he worked at Saturday Night Live, Will Forte is like a lunatic in like a great
way. For sure.
But like he's fucking wild.
Yes.
So one day Andy Samberg was peeing at a urinal at 30 Rock, you know, right. At SNL, and Will Forte just has a joke, comes up behind him, sticks his hand up through his legs and blocks his piss so it bounces off his hand and gets all over Andy Samberg's pants.
Yeah. And that's great.
Now again, hilarious.
Yes.
Andy Samberg doesn't seem like he's real cool guy that would be cool with that, right?
He seems he seems a little
sensitive, but sure. Yeah, okay.
He seems fine.
That's a great example. Bobby Lee used to fucking fart in people's faces.
Yeah.
Okay. Men, women, whatever. He had to like say it and be like, look, I used to do this and I'm sorry. No one fucking even said anything about it. Because it's Bobby Lee and he's fucking hilarious.
Sure.
Is he paying for it now?
No. He like I said, he brought it up. I think he talked to Whitney Cummings about it. Whatever. But the point being, if people like you,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You can fart in their faces. You can hang brains.
You can do weird shit like this. And like I said, it goes with the flow of traffic.
Right.
It's not something that's like weirdly placed. Like, hey, like the girl's walking away. It has nothing to do with anything. And you're just like, you never seen anything this big.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck are you talking?
And then you keep running after them. No. You don't understand. You've never seen anything this big.
Do you know what I mean?
And your dick's
not
still out. Yeah.
Done.
No. Right. You can't like say cut the company's maternity leave down to 2 weeks and then shake your dick at someone.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Like, sure. You can't like yell at people for no reason and then be like, yeah, but also here's my dick.
You've never seen anything this big.
Yeah. You can't like make people cry and then as they're crying being like, okay, what about my dick?
Yeah, you've never seen anything this big, have you?
So there's just ways to sexually harass. So there's ways not to.
Now, the guy's paying the price for this, and it's a literal price, and it's $10 million. So that was the fine that he got for the actions that Bob just listed. That seems excessive to me.
Well does he get keep his job?
He didn't get Donald Sterling or anything like that.
Right.
See, there's a couple more on here. It's really weird because some of these accusations, I'm like, you guys are prude. You know
what
I mean?
Funny.
Like, calm down.
They're funny.
And other ones, I'm like, all right, you probably can't do that.
Right.
But like this next one here, again, literally, this almost makes me think like, well, okay, well, was the other stuff really that bad? Because if you're complaining about this, like, maybe you suck.
Sure.
He danced pelvis to pelvis with a male employee at a holiday party.
Don't see anything wrong with that whatsoever, even if he's gay.
Hilarious.
Just sounds funny. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Funny.
And by the way, not hilarious. Like, probably dumb and dorky.
Cock to cock,
whatever.
Head to head. Head to head.
Who's he hurting?
Skin to skin.
Who's the guy, maybe.
Crime, yeah.
It sounds like it was... You know, like the other guy was cool with it. Like, oh, I got two men, so it's
who's complaining about this? Okay, yeah.
It does lead to docking, though.
Well, and that's,
it does lead to docking.
That's fine. Like, that's if it's over the pants, I mean, if it's inside the pants, then you're good. Now, if it's outside the pants, that's problematic.
But then, see, what happens is we come back around to there's no other way to take this, probably.
Okay.
Damn it.
Asked a female employee if she got an upgrade in reference to a boob job. He's like, did you get an upgrade?
Ah, yeah. That's
again, coming from the right person at the right time in the flow.
Sure.
Maybe.
Ah, you got an
upgrade. You do want people to notice, probably not him because he's weird and not funny. But like, did you get an upgrade? Nah.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I have just been working with you guys for too long.
Yeah. Hey, did you get an upgrade on that big
rig? Like, okay,
did you get a couple extra ties? Did you get some dualies on that truck?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Like, I'm like, oh, what's the problem?
Yeah. I would feel comfortable
saying someone got an, asking someone if they got an upgrade.
Hey, did you get an upgrade?
Yeah, in this office, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
For sure.
You really do have like Stockholm syndrome, though. You're like Elizabeth Smart, yeah, being like
100%.
Who among us doesn't get and caned in the morning? Yeah.
Right? And it's things like this that make me realize it.
Yeah.
Because like, if I worked with that guy, I would be like, oh, like fucking hate him, dude. Yeah. You know, and be creeped out by him all the time.
Yeah. Sure
but would. Look, it is what it is. Yeah. I'm an ally.
And then the last one was told a pregnant employee that she couldn't continue an assignment because her, this is the quote, baby needs their mom, not their father.
Don't do this to me, Bob. Don't do
Jesse?
This to me. This was
Jesse?
All to bait me into admitting I'm your ally.
Yeah, there you are. There you are. Where are you at on that one?
I can't comment on
Come
that
Come on, James. Where are you at on
I
that
can't because
one? I gotta know, baby.
Can I see a picture of this guy?
That is fucking... That is
I
what,
have another... I have two other women in the studio right now.
What if he's a daddy?
That
what
want if, to see this
so
picture
So if he's good looking,
well.
Are you cool with this, Julia? So it depends on the circumstances, what she's saying. If he's right. good looking, if he's not, then no, dude.
There we go. So all of this is valid.
Yeesh.
All of this is insane sexual harassment. I can't believe it happened to anyone.
Because he's an uggo.
No, do we have
James?
A different angle? Because you know I don't mind all of that.
Here you go. Here's a little. All right, a
there we
angle.
Go. There we go. That's a weird.
But now, okay,
beard
but now.
And everything else.
And keep in mind, he's a billionaire.
Wow.
No,
whoa,
I know.
Wow. Well, he's a billionaire? Shit.
No, but listen.
That's probably one of the best looking billionaires you've seen. Branson is one in that convo.
Now,
so.
If you went through. Okay, so if I had that picture in front of me.
I'm sorry, only 800 million. I apologize.
All right. Well, that'll
But
be
I mean, if you own an NBA team, you are.
For sure.
A billionaire, basically. Like, you have $1 billion in assets just right there.
For sure. Yeah. I could take all of it from you. But anyway. If I'm seeing that picture and you go through the list again,
yeah,
it changes my answer because like
if he's good looking,
you're
but
you're picturing it's not even being good looking. It's like it's exactly that. So
yeah, it is. That is. So,
but it's like there is a creepiness to him.
Yeah,
yeah,
Yeah. I was picturing, who was I picturing? Kind of like a good-looking coach, kind of an older coach guy.
Oh,
you know what
she
I mean?
Was picturing, who's the coach of the Utah Jazz? Pull up Schneider.
Well, I don't think
he's
there
anymore.
Thinking
but,
of,
no, but this is who's Jesse. This is who
I was
Jesse,
thinking of, like, Carroll.
No, hang on. This is not Pete Carroll, but bring this guy up. Bring up Schneider.
You mean fucking Patrick Bateman?
Yeah, exactly.
Quinn
Pop
Snyder.
Him up on, yeah, Quinn Snyder. This is who you're hoping for, right? If somebody's going to say it in the workplace, you're hoping for a Quinn Snyder. Where you're just like, all right, cool, man. That's gonna go down. You know what I'm saying?
Now, listen, this is a different vibe that I wouldn't like either.
Really?
This feels like maybe when he is saying that stuff, you are about to get raped, right?
Well,
So it's like the other guy, you're not, like the other guy don't feel threatened at all. I'm just creeped out and annoyed.
Sure.
And just kind of like, stop, dude. All you want to do is just say like, just stop.
Yeah.
Like, just stop. Your age, your stature, like everything, like all of that stuff is a young man's game.
Creeped out and annoyed.
Creeped out and annoyed. Because there is like...
Annoyed from Domino's?
Like, I kind of thought Cuomo. Right?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
He got to a place
come
of just
on.
Like, I'm sure the... Like, it was annoying. It was creepy. It was... skeevy.
Oh,
you didn't. I don't know if anyone actually thought
Chris or Andrew.
That was my
the
question.
The Cuomo that got
the governor.
Both
the
of them,
governor.
Both of them got it.
The governor.
Right.
Are you talking about the governor of New York?
Yes.
Come on, Jesse. You're better than that.
What?
I don't know. Bring up the picture of Andrew Cuomo on screen.
Which I'm saying like
Chris,
the way.
Sure. Andrew. No.
No, I'm saying he is creepy and annoying as opposed to like really feeling threatened.
But would you like, feel threatened with him?
No, you'd just be like, oh, God, like, just stop. Yeah. Like, just stop it.
He's the guy that walks in and he goes, hey, I got a 6-inch Italian. And it's his dick on a bun.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You never seen anything this big. Yeah. Like, that kind of dumb
Those
shit.
Were both my moves in college.
You've never seen anything this big?
And 6-inch Italian.
And a 6-inch Italian. There it is.
Sometimes a naked spaceman.
What's that?
Where'd you learn this from? Your wrestling coach? Let's get into that.
Let's get into
story.
That, dude. They were all, everybody got touched. Every wrestling coach touched their students. I don't know why.
Anyways.
There's going to be a doc on HBO. About
literally as part of their job.
You have to, right? You got to check that oil and suck that dick. What, Jesse? That's part of wrestling. I don't make the rules.
Right.
All right? You got to be on top of each other. You got to be comfortable.
Part of government.
Part of government.
Now bring in Reed real quick here. I got one topic here I want to pitch at the end of the show. I think it's very important. Reed, if you wouldn't mind sitting in that chair and then just give Reed the microphone here. There you go. Pop him in that chair. Reed Blanco is in the house today. We're bringing up everybody this week in all of our
Reed
shows.
Reed Blanco.
Can you put the camera on Reed? I want to get your reaction in real time here, okay? So, last night after work, taking some pictures, having some fun. You guys put on the closing time song. That was a fun exit last night. Made me laugh all day long, and I enjoyed it. Now, when we got out in the parking lot, Richard Danoff said, hey, I want you to come to my second wedding. Are we obligated to go to a second wedding in this life?
I was going to say.
I've got to hear everybody's answers across the board on this.
Well, I found your invitation in the trash.
No, it's not in the trash. It was in the fucking, I put it on top of the table and
just
I asked you.
Just kidding, Richard.
I said, do we go to a second wedding? The answer is typically no. Reed, what say you? Because you live in the Florida area.
Well, I'll definitely be going. You know, he's like a son.
Sweet boy, we call him sweet boy.
Sweet boy, my sweet boy.
We call him my sweet boy.
17-year-old boy I never had.
Yeah,
sweet
yeah.
boy. But second weddings, do you typically go to a second wedding?
He'll be my first one I've ever went to.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Craig, if I would have known it was your second, I wouldn't have gone. Yeah, you would. No, I never go to my second. So even my best friend from college, who I grew up with, and he was like, hey, I'm getting married or whatever. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm just waiting for it, right? I'm like, he's going to ask me the fucking wedding. And I was like, I don't go to second weddings. Like, you just don't. I went to the first wedding of his. And he goes, relax. It's just family and we're not having things. And I was like, thank God. And I asked him why. And I go, is it because it's your second? And he goes, yeah, dude, you guys already paid all the money for the first one. Like, and I don't know if there's going to be a third.
Right.
And I was like, smart. With Richard, I immediately asked him his age yesterday right after that. And I go, Richard, how old are you? You look like a young guy.
He is. He's a young sweet boy.
He is. Young sweet boy. My young sweet boy. Sit in my lap, my young sweet boy. It's pumpkin time, my young sweet boy. It's getting close to Halloween, my young sweet boy. Here's my stem, my young sweet boy. I asked him, is he your second, like, for real? And how do you feel about this and everything else? And blah, blah, blah. And how old are you? And once he said his age, I said, Richard, probably going to be a third or a fourth in your future. We can't really go to a second. And I love you. And it's not because I don't. I do love Richard. Mm-hmm. But that's a blanket for everyone. And if, Craig, you would have told me that was your second, not a prayer, hombre. I almost died for you, for Christ's sakes, you know?
Some might say I tried to kill you.
Maybe you did, but a second one? Have you ever gone to a second one? Oh, shit, you and I got in a fight about a second one.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, so, I forgot about that.
So here's the difference between Ross and I. If you haven't noticed, I'm a nice person, and I try and be a good friend.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true. And I love a wedding. So I've had a couple friends that have had second weddings that I wanted to go to because I wanted to, like, be there for my friend and...
Yeah, mm-hmm. on their special day. Mm-hmm. Not mm-hmm. you, Craig. We didn't know about you.
Yeah.
Two other people.
I went to yours because I thought it was your first, you know.
Yeah, same,
young,
dude. The love of your life.
Young love.
Yeah. This is it.
This is
one
it.
One and only. We met when we were six on a teeter totter.
Yeah.
I thought that's what we thought the backstory was.
Right.
But I didn't know it was two, but with you, shit, I walked right into this today.
Mm-hmm. And so I had a couple good friends because Ross is slowly isolating me. It's part of the abuse and cult-like. But anyways, I couldn't go. Whatever, we had kids, it's traveling kind of thing. It's back to California.
It was a shit ton of money. for a second wedding. And my thing was, hey, dude.
Two really good friends. One of my best friends from childhood. And then one of my really, really good friends from LA that I probably would still be talking to today if it was not for that. So, yes, my answer is you do whatever you need to do for your friend. If they really want you there, you know, you should want to be there for them.
Yeah. Yeah, so you go, Susie, go around the room real quick.
And I like where it is,
too. You go to a second wedding?
Put the camera back there.
Put the camera back there on you guys. There we go. Do you go to a second wedding? Softcore history shirt? Yes. You say yes? Richard, I know your fucking answer. It's your wedding. Yeah. You? Giorgio? Well, you are going because you're single and you want to fuck. Okay, there we go.
Giorgio doesn't go to weddings.
I don't like to go to weddings either. I'm the one, like... It's just the time consuming. Craig, we know your answer. Delco will give us an honest answer. I'm not sure
if I'll go to. Depends who it is.
There you go.
You would go or you
no,
won't
go? No, it says depends who it is.
Depends.
Yeah, depends who it is. Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah. Bob, what about you? Have you gone to a second wedding?
Not to my knowledge.
They're younger. They're younger at this point. Yeah. At a certain point, you will be invited.
Delco said Bob's not that young yesterday.
I mean, they say that. They say
what,
that.
What was
but...
this? Is 36?
Yeah.
He's 36. Okay.
Not that young.
Delco shamed him yesterday on air. And I like 36 is young. 36 is a young man. Strapping.
Well, it's because Delco thinks he's himself is old, which he's not. And so then if he's old, then Bob has to be a million years old, right?
Right.
When in fact, they're both little tiny young sweet boys.
Yeah.
They paddle through life. They don't have a care in the world. Well, Bob does.
Bob does. Bob's got two.
He's got a couple cares.
Two cares, yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Two cares in the
world. Doesn't matter.
The bar is so low for Bob.
It is. Some would say that's where it should be. You got to be able to hop over it consistently, you know?
Right.
And it's nice. If you set it too high, then you can't achieve that again.
Oh, no, he's not setting it. I'm just saying fathers in general, we talked about this, have set the bar so low that Bob's a good dad.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. There is no. Oh, deadbeat dads are the best. Shitty dads make my job so easy. Make me look so good.
Yeah. Because like, he gets up one time or feeds one time. Yeah. And it's like
he just starts singing through
the
house.
A saint.
Father of mine.
Yeah.
It's
glorious.
Like,
yeah. Oh, glorious. It's nice.
No one I love more personally than a shitty dad.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Me too.
Right.
I love it when they come to sports and stuff like that. Where I'm like, ah, shit. All right. Cool. I'm coaching. You know. I'm the good father who's taking time away from my busy schedule to coach.
How bad do these guys have to be?
Not that
for
bad.
For you to be good.
Not that bad, dude. For what?
Thank you.
What? How bad do they have to be? They're not fucking prisoners wearing bracelets, but they're close, you know.
Okay.
It's just like, hey, you dropped your kid off. Where did you go for that hour and a half?
Yeah. You know? Fair.
We know parents like that, where you're just like, oh, hey, it's raining and lightning. Hide under the metal shelter because that's all that's out here on the field. Yeah. And I'm not your fucking babysitter, bro.
Right.
I got my own dick and balls to support out there in the streets. Fun day on the old Tetherball Academy Media Network here today. We got college football next. Flop on over to Drinking Bros Sports. Subscribe over there. D'Anthony Holloway and I will be live with the top 25 bets for this week. Didn't do great last week. Nobody did. But it was actually fun, though. The games were really fun. So we got odds on this week's games. And then later on in the afternoon, we got Drinking Bros podcast on this channel. And are we doing golf today, Delco?
We can record it.
We'll record it. All right. Pop it up tomorrow. I'm down. He says it's week one of golf, which I didn't know existed in September. That's weird. It's fine. I'm sure I'll win. It doesn't really matter. But go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review, and go to Spotify and just click a 5-star, and then you're good to go. You can walk away. You can also throw your phone on the floor like I typically do, simply for the fact that the new phones are coming out. These are going to be dog shit anyways in, what, 36 hours or something like that? So, scrambled. But we appreciate you being here, kids. For Jesse Weissman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolucion. Buenos tardes, every Juan.
Good afternoon.
We'll be right back. Bye.